The jazz world isn't exactly thick with French horn players, but then it's not like there haven't been any either. Some of the horn players who turned up on jazz records in the 1950s were Julius Watkins, Junior Collins, John Gross, Jim Buffington, Willie Ruff, John Barrows, and Bob Northern. Admittedly, most of them kept a low profile, and few were featured as soloists. The more visible current crop includes Vincent Chancy, Sharon Freeman, John Clark, Rick Todd, Martin Mays, Alex Brovsky, and Tom Varner. His latest album is Covert Action on the New Note label. Tom Varner says he's been influenced more by tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins than by other horn players. That makes sense, as French horn and the tenor play in the same range, even if the saxophone has more heft. Covert Action, a trio recording with bassist Mike Richmond and drummer Bobby Previtt, was directly inspired by Rollins' great trio albums in the 1950s. The trio format is particularly demanding for any horn player, because there's no place to hide. On Sonny Rollins' 1957 album, Way Out West, he played the tunes I'm an Old Cowhand and Wagon Wheels. Varner responds with another Western classic. By the way, Tom Varner says that Dale Levin's Happy Trails was the first record he can remember hearing as a kid. To some extent, the French horn has had a limited role in jazz because of its relatively narrow coloristic range and because it's fiendishly hard to play in tune. On his new album, Varner sounds least assured playing long, low notes on Irving Berlin's They Say It's Wonderful. Varner sounds more at ease playing high, fast stuff. Here's part of his solo on his composition, Covert Action. It also shows how much any trio depends on resourceful rhythm players. Thank you. Jazz has yet to meet an instrument it doesn't like. From the harpsichord to the bagpipes, somebody, somewhere, has figured out how to make it fit. And the progress the players of an odd instrument make is cumulative. Everyone who comes after builds on the work of the pioneers. Tom Varner is one of the musicians pushing the French horn ahead by acting as if its limitations don't exist.